This is a Pinball News production.
Well, it took 30 years, but we are having the first 3D seminar at Pinball Expo.
Hey, look, what theater did you steal these from?
Hey, you don't know how many fucking movies I went to see to get this shit. Hey, now some of them, you know, if you get a damp one, you'll wash your hands later. They did come from an X-rated theater, so they might have splooge on them.
Classic.
Yeah.
So what else did you do? Was that it?
Who here is at the LTG show for the first time? Okay, do me a favor. You know, we're going to have drawings for really cool prizes and stuff. Underneath the chairs, they're numbered. Check your numbers now. So when I pull a number, you know what your number is. So please check your chairs now. Nobody fell for that shit? I need some new shit. Okay, hang on a second. Hello, Neil. How's it now? Oh, better. I sound like Donald the Duck. Can we have a microphone that works? Boy, this show just keeps getting better every fucking year. Oh! That's better. Where'd Jim Shelberg go with his camera? Oh, Martin's got his camera? You got your camera? How's that? Everybody now. Oh, they don't have glasses. Come on, everybody has to have a pair of glasses. You're witnessing the first ever 3D seminar at Pinball Expo, the 30th anniversary, the greatest pinball show on earth. I'd like to thank Mike Pasek and Rob Burke, even though they didn't have the balls to be in here, for the times 30 for doing a great show. I also have a public service announcement for Mike Pasek, in particular for all the married guys. How many guys are in here are married? Raise your hands. Okay, learn to fuck real good, because if you can fuck really good, you don't have to give up half your shit every 5 years. Oh, we got real good stuff up here. And at this rate, I think everybody's going to win two things. Those are the dry ones for me. My mom didn't raise any money. Hi, Martin. Everybody put your glasses on so Martin can take a picture of the 3D seminar. Yeah, start handing out nachos and cheese or something, please. I don't care. Well, you should be good at this then. Man. It's Lion Man! Oh, okay. So, anybody wants? We got plenty of beer. I think you can each grab 4 or 5 beers. There is some pop in the bottom one of these. And anybody wants nachos and cheese, come on up and grab stuff now. Push. 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 Come on, Bob and Robert, don't be bashful. We have LTG show virgins over there. Everybody be kind to them.
Which one is the soda in?
Get away from the beer!
One of these two.
Okay.
Hell if I know.
I'm putting it on the edge right here.
Well, if everybody gets drunk enough, this won't be half the fucking disaster. I think it'll be.
That's where it's at.
We actually have a bottle opener this year, too. We don't have to use the tables.
Yeah, I got good at that.
2 months in a red box. This is damn dangerous. I could have grappled it off already. This is Bob May. Everybody say hi, Bob. Hi, Bob!
Hello.
No, he's just breathing hard. Oh, shit. We're in trouble. Everybody behave. My boss is coming. He's not breathing heavy. He's really coming.
Your mom's coming?
Boss.
Do you want to take her up for this?
No, you can stop by for a cold one if you want.
You're a sick bastard.
Yeah. Anybody, while we're screwing around with all this shit, anybody that doesn't know me, my name is Lloyd. Post on forums and news group stuff is LTG. Half a century in coin-op. 42 years of SS Billiards. 19 years test operator. 15 years internet helping people fix pinballs. Tech support for Jersey Jack Pinball for a year and a half. Be working with the Medieval Madness remakes. So we're looking forward to some really great questions this year. And we are going to have drawings for prizes. So who's first? Who's got a great question tonight?
Question, where's the pop? Where's the soda?
In the bottom of one of those two.
Where's product? How is the refresh?
Oh, let's see. The new floor starts Monday. The product is staying with my old neighbors.
Where's the product?
When you say new floor, is it new arcade carpeting or what?
Space Age rubber floor.
Keep the easy to clean.
I don't know. I just got the point. I just got to get it done. I'm tired of screwing with it.
Are you just going to be bouncing a lot?
Yes, sir. I am going to repeat the questions. I don't know if Martin's recording it, but we've had some trouble in the past. The gentleman asked what pinball machine I've had in my business for the longest. What's your name, sir? Nathan. Where are you from, Nathan? Sorry? No, I heard you. I said I was sorry. Well, that was it, folks. That's the height of our gigs. Actually, I just brought, one non-pinball machine, but my oldest pinball machine right now, first new machine I ever bought, February 79, Gottlieb Pinball Pool. It was at my 30th anniversary party, died halfway through, went back into storage, and I brought it out just about a year ago, put new boards and stuff in it, running it now. And then the oldest thing, there are actually two things. I've got one of the old golf machines, looks like a pinball cabinet, came out of my father's arcade, the Rifle Sport, in the early 60s. Then I've also got this artiscope thing that's nickel operating. Look at pictures from about 1900. I'm sorry? What game lasted the least amount of time? That's a good one. You know, I don't know exactly. Tato Grand Champion. The Sega made a boxing game. I forget the name of it now, but he had two handles. He literally boxed with it. And it destroyed the circuit boards. It's like once a week you had to resolder everything. I don't think I sold like 10 times the amount of normal pop, but I don't think it was there a month. Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
What's your best earning game over
the years? You mean like the game that earned the most, or currently what's number one?
Over the years, at its time.
There's two come to mind. Asteroids. Because I had it probably 11, 12 years, and I had a sit-down afterburner. You know, sit-down afterburner would have probably done four times as much. That game, it was a dollar play, and you had to put in quarters. Couldn't have a bill validator on it. But when you put a quarter in, you had 9 seconds to get the coins in. But if you put a quarter in, it didn't reset the timer. But if you could have put a, you know, 1, 2, 5, 10, 20 on that thing, it would have been gold, because it's like 23 stages, then you come back in and land on the aircraft carrier. And currently, number one now has been Wizard of Oz. Medieval Madness is number two. Medieval Madness, since I got it, it's been pretty much top game. Attack from Mars has been close, some highs and lows. But Wizard of Oz is the first one. I had it since July 3rd last year. That's really done it. Just a second. Yes, sir?
Answer my question.
Well, come up with another one. Well, you raise your fucking hand.
Boy. Next year, more cheese.
You're out.
I think it sets a new world record, by the way.
Yeah, I only used one can at the pinball circus. That's why I only dragged one. Well, take the top off and kind of dish it out or some shit. Boy, this my seminar just keeps getting better every year, I tell you. I was doing that in the toilet last night after all that beer. Did you find the pop? Hey, we found three pops. Who's looking for pop?
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know how to get it out of there.
Well, there was 12 in there one time.
That's good. That's quick.
Hey, I got a bottle opener. We don't have a spoon. I don't think. Use one of the sunglasses. Just don't use the damp one. Robert, you want to come up here and help me? No, we got some really cool prizes this year since we're running out of questions already. Yeah, you already won sunglasses, I know. We're proud of you. Did everybody get a ticket? Uh-oh. John, Salvador.
Can I get more than one ticket?
Yeah.
Really? I'll take
I think we got enough prizes to go around, I'm afraid. If you did get a ticket, please let John know right now. Otherwise, you aren't going to win any of this great crap we got. Martin.
Why don't you tell us about your refurbishment?
A few months ago, actually probably longer, 4 months ago, one of my customers did an Indiegogo refresh. We raised more than enough money to do new floor, new lights, spray to ceiling, recovered the pool tables, new balls and sticks. You know, give me a fighting chance. Last year's been better than the last decade, but not enough to get back where I need to be. This will do it. Now, the delay has been, I don't think he's here this evening. The guy doing the floor, he's given us one of these space-age floors. It's a rubber mat, and it's two seal coats, an anti-puncture coat, and a top coat. And it'll outlive us. And he's donating free labor, half-price material, and he got us about a third of the material free. So we're getting 18, 20 grand worth of floor for about $4,800. So that's word of refresh. Now, one thing, we did have a little left over, so we were looking at different pins and stuff, and I did buy the Bill Paxton pin, which I brought with the Expo for everybody to try. It's in Rob Anthony's room. But anyway, and starting Monday is the floor starting. This guy's a pinball fan. That's why he's doing all the help, and he wanted to be here to see the Hobbit. Incidentally, this is Martin Iyab from Pinball News. You ever go to pinballnews.com? He's your man. Oh, we got a... John. Because he deserves it. Where'd the bucket go? Oh, there it is. Well, you're supposed to be drawing numbers here.
Oh, I know I...
That's okay, John. Yeah, sit there. You fuck up too much shit. Jesus Christ. Goddamn Southerners.
From New York.
Yeah, there's a reason the Confederacy lost. Let's see. What should we get first? Somebody... Yeah. Hey, one of these broke. I can't see the neck. That's damn, too. Somebody sent us, and it came Amazon fulfillment departments. I don't know who it was, but somebody sent us LED flex lights. So we need two numbers. I think we're going to keep throwing the numbers back in because we got a lot of shit to get rid of. I mean, we have a lot of quality merchandise for you folks to wear this evening. So first two numbers, the LED lights. This is Robert May that's helping us tonight. That's his dad over there. Hi, Bob. Two numbers. Got two?
Go ahead. I got the microphone.
The first lucky winner is 518. We lost him already? 518. Hey, John, you can be handing this. Oh, no, enjoy your stuff. And the other LED light. Oh. Oh, you do a real good job at pulling these things. 517.
Make them up.
This may as well be another giving away a Wizard of Oz. Be another giving away a Wizard of Oz machine scam.
Yeah.
You didn't mix it well enough, Lloyd.
If you learn to pull better, now we got these really cool. Magnetic extension things for picking up shit you lose in your pinball machine. Any more questions before we get on with these great prizes? I can't believe it. You don't want to hear about the hobby? You don't want to hear about the wizard? You don't want to hear about the dumbest tech support calls?
Is that the natural box machine that you need in your shop?
Yep, that's one that appears at the pinball circus. Only usually when it's there it has cheese. Let's do a better job of drawing these numbers. Draw three numbers, not from the same side of the thing.
Okay, well, you keep moving it. They're going to move to one side.
I bet you're so proud of this. That's my boy. First one, 516.
I'm talking. I should get one for naming it before you call it.
Hey, at least it wasn't from that corner. It's over here.
Wait,
just run back. I'll okay. Because we got a lot of stuff to double up on here. Oh, we got another one. Hey, this one's different. Oh my God, 489. Woohoo! Well, hang on, because we got a lot of stuff. Jesus Christ! You are fucking useless, you know. 519.
He's not useless in my book.
Glad to be an assistant.
Hey, hang on to that. Congratulations.
He looks in the bowl when he drags it out.
Let's have a drive for some of these sunglasses. Ain't got enough to go around. Well, I got 36 months here, but we got more than 36 people. Actually, I got 34 months here.
I don't know,
so for the first 34 people at the Russian stage, can have a bunk. These are 30th anniversary Expo souvenirs. Well, thank you. Thanks for coming. Thanks for helping the event special. Well, these are going to be out here by 11 anyway.
You need to come shout at me live. Boy, how long have you been open? There you go.
5 minutes. Over 42 years now. Thank you, sir.
How many days is it?
204 days, I believe, the 50th anniversary party. Hopefully it'll be better than this show tonight.
Here's a good question for you.
Hang on a second. Everybody get a mug that wanted one? Keep that mug. What? Oh, I'm sorry, Randy.
On your Facebook page, why do you have a locomotive when everything around you revolves around arcade? Pinball. Cool.
I have hobbies. I have interests. I have a life beyond the arcade.
No, you don't.
Oh, this just night just kept getting better. No, that particular engine, I have the headlight off of the real engine. It's been long. That was scrapped in the mid-50s. I've got the headlight off of it.
Very cool. I knew there was a story to that.
Okay.
What locomotive?
Steam locomotive? Duluth Wasabi, an Iron Range 0102 transfer engine. They were Union Railroad, had 9 of them built. They ended up in Wasabi. One I think it's number 603, but it's lettered as 604, is back east somewhere. One side's painted up Union, one side Wasabi, the rest are scrapped in Duluth. We got other great questions about the Wizard of Oz, Hobbit, Lethal Madness remake, John Ward, John Salvador. I can't believe this crowd does not have one pinball question. Yes, sir.
We're still in the Hobbit.
I'm sorry?
We're still in the Hobbit. Got that smog head.
Yep.
Does that infringe on William's pin motion animation head?
No idea.
Moving head. You're a lawyer.
No, it moves. It's really cool, and I saw the mechanism underneath. I haven't been able to tear one apart yet for tech support. I got to play the game yesterday, and I played a game on it. It wasn't a hell of a lot more than that. The game does weigh more than Wizard of Oz. It's got 17 more transistors on the I.O. board. That's like 17 more mortars or coils. Now, if you're familiar with Medieval Madness, the troll pop-ups, this thing looks like 4 times the crap under there. It's a big frame and box. This thing goes up and down. These things are indestructible. So that means, you're going to have a lot of balls running around, whacking a lot of crap, and it's built to take it, too. Yes, sir?
What's your best earning EM pinball back in the day?
Actually, myself, I never had an EM pinball. No, the arcade that I've got, it was built, opened, the strip mall was completed in November 1970. A man by the name of Sam Snelling opened it. He was in love with himself, that's why it was at SS Billiards. He had the Super Sams, all kinds of stuff named after himself. And he had an operator in there then. And so the pins at that time were EMs. The picture on my website, the back wall, it's like a Jungle Lord, or one of the two-player version, I think, Superstar, Flight 2000, Grand Slam, things like that. There's an operator in there. My mother bought it with my help September 72. She retired in February 79 and sold me her interest. And that was when I bought the pinball pool. I started buying my own equipment. And I never personally owned an EM pin that was in there. I do have a Ship Ahoy that was, nothing to do with that. That a guy down in Rochester, Minnesota, he worked for IBM for some years. If you Google his name, he had patents and stuff with IBM Rochester, died a few years ago. He went to a trade school, and he worked for an operator for a few years. He took a Ship Ahoy, converted it to solid state, 1 full year ahead of Bally working on Flicker. And if you've ever played any of the early, the System 80, or the System 1s and stuff, golly, even Bally, the early Bally's had a capacitors on there. They read the switch of slow and stuff. This thing plays like a DMD. The sad part is the guy died and sat in the basement and rotted for a couple of years, so I got to find a better play field and a cabinet for it. But it's just amazing that a guy did this on his own. And Bally had a whole company doing it, and this guy did it a year ahead of him. Yes, sir.
That's corporate, right? Crazy.
I guess it's time for another drawing. Hey, we got some really cool stuff. Rock. Custom pinball. They're the guys who make the under cabinet lighting, LEDs, all kinds of stuff. And he was kind enough to donate. Actually, we should do his stuff. Now we got. Try and mix these up a little bit. Anybody want another beer? Anybody want some more dry nacho chips?
Oh, there's still cheese. We just got to burn out.
Oh. Well, just reach, scoop some in with your hand and.
We need a spatula.
Well, if I'd foreseen any of this crap, I might have been better prepared. I know. Might have been. Oh, this is just. Yogurt. Jesus.
You
know, I used to wonder why your dad was like that, but he's starting to see a pattern in the family. 517.
He's out of there.
Yeah, they don't go back in this time, though.
Wait a minute. Didn't we already have 517?
Yeah, well, I left them in because the mugs
and
stuff.
Take
it
off.
Not now, because I was going to raffle off the mugs, but we have more people than mugs. Congratulations, sir.
I'm doing pretty good today.
That's your fault.
That's your fault.
If you learn to drop it,
you're better than ever the next day. 517.
Anybody wants another beer? Grab it now. Okay, for another one of the LED kits, number 477.
That's not my number. It's right here.
477. Yay! Congratulations, sir.
Thank you, sir. It's enough Maggie.
Any more questions? Yes, sir. I'll get you the second. Sorry. Yeah, now somebody got three questions. Yes, sir.
Which game do you like better?
You know, I don't know. See, I really loved Hobbit. It was a fucking lot of fun. It was exciting. I was amazed at how much was going on in the LCD and stuff. I did not know. I thought they had access to all three movies, and they don't. So there's more going in there. But I played it in Streamwood yesterday, and I got a hell of a kick out of it. Oh, just a second. We'll get back. Yes, sir.
Do you know what Pat Law was working on?
There you go.
Yeah, I saw it. Didn't have a name or anything on it. Okay, you know. What the hell's an LED screen?
LCD.
Do we have any sober people here with a question? Excuse me, Bob had a question. Bob? We raised your hand before. If you want to go to the bathroom, you don't have to raise your hand. Go. Or just wet the seat like you did it last time.
Wow.
Oh, you had your hand up before. I thought you had a question. Oh. Andrew. Yes, sir.
What enhancements were made on the Hobbit because of lessons learned on the Wizard of Oz?
Well, you know, one thing, I think the production is probably going to be a lot different. I think they're going to, you know, have assured you have parts on hand or a steadier flow of parts so they don't have, you know, shortages. Eric Muner, the electrical engineer, pretty damn bright boy. You know, he's the one that finally came up with a cure with the Wizard of Oz issues on the LED boards. He designed this one from the ground up. You ain't going to have LED problems. Because the sad part is, you know, LED is 20,000, 30,000 hours, you know, it's 10 years. The one part of the game that shouldn't have been a problem turned into the biggest pain in the ass. More questions? Oh, we've got another LED kit. 474.
That's not the right number.
What's your number?
Not that number.
Exactly. I told you. 474. Yeah, this is key. No, it's the LED kit. I already said what it was. Honest, last year, we did not have a rig contest on that Wizard of Oz drawing. Believe me. I'm very proud of you. It's amazing what they're doing with those guys kind of these days. Any more great questions? Oh, that helps when I get four hands. Hang on, what kind of... Yes, sir?
What kind of a network does Jersey Jack have in place for technical support?
For this poor one. Oh, it sucks. Oh, you're serious? Well, if you email service at jerseyjackpinball.com, you call it out there, the number extension 222. I'm there noon to midnight every day. You're going to hear from me. Now, the world isn't perfect, too. You know, if you email me, call something, you don't hear from me in a day, try again. Well, what goes on, say you would have a problem with your game that's under warranty, you call me up. I'll probably, you know, just shoot you an email back to get information. There's game serial number, game number, name, address, city, state, zip code for shipping. I'll open a ticket, forward it to copy to sell. At that point, that goes in New Jersey. I'm in Minnesota. Factory is going to send you what you need, and then you return the part. I think it's within 10 days, so they don't charge you.
Do they pay return shipping?
Generally not. The warranty's been parts, not labor. Now, there's been a few things, like on a monitor, they might give you a label to send it back. But they assume they're paying it to you, you pay it back. And most of it's cheap stuff. The only thing is, you know, we've got just a... I can't imagine how many people that get this stuff, and you ask them and tell them, be sure you return it. You never see it. I was preloading memory sticks because a lot of the customers cannot work a computer. Some don't even own computers. So I would preload a memory stick, and I'd priority mail, so I want the memory stick and the postage. Just send it back to me. After about 8 or 10 of them, I just quit that. One guy did call me up, though. Oh, God, I got your memory stick. I got to send it back. I'll mail it to New Jersey tomorrow, and he hung up. Great, you know. So my memory stick's on New Jersey, and they don't know what it is. We had another question going this way. Yes, sir?
Who's that great customer you've ever had to deal with?
Well, there's been quite a few. There's been some amazing ones. First, I want to tell you one that really struck me one day. I didn't have a, you know, like a really busy day, but it's just kind of steady, plugging along. I get a call from an older guy, and the tech number doesn't clearly say, you know, Wizard of Oz pinball. You know, it's pinball, or now it's tech support on a new website. And an old guy starts telling me he's got a couple old pinball machines in his basement, and he's kind of sobbing. He's a little upset, and he's saying that he just wanted. I already gave him the public service announcement.
I just came to say hello.
Oh, hi, Mike.
I couldn't find the place.
Me either. Did you hear the public service announcement?
No.
Mike Pasek had a service announcement. This was for all the married guys. He wants you to learn to fuck really good, because if you fuck really good, you don't have to give away half your shit every 5 years.
Leave it to Lloyd. Just leave it to Lloyd.
Hi, Mike.
How you doing?
This is Mike Pasek. Give him a big round of applause. 30 years of the greatest pinball show on earth.
Yeah, jeez. I just came to say hi. That's
hi.
All. I know. Unfortunately, you know, you got to be over in like 10 minutes, you know.
Rob said I didn't have to.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Whatever.
I went to find you to find out because the other guy ran over, and then Rob said it didn't matter. So if you want us on here in 10 minutes, we can do it.
You're lying to me.
No. No, we're almost done other than hauling shit out.
No, I mean, you're lying to me that Rob told you didn't have to be a...
No, some bitch is sitting right over there. He said, the hotel gets mad, but they don't do anything about it.
See,
he said you can run longer.
I don't know. I think we're closed.
No.
That's not to me, so...
Well, anyway, no sense arguing about it, because I'll run out my 10 minutes. I will get out of here.
No, unfortunately, that's usually the case, but just to get this room... We took an act of God because we didn't have this room, and they have another event coming in here that they're going to supposedly tear it down 10 minutes after we're leaving, and the audio video is going in at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, well,
did Rob even came in here?
He was sitting over there.
I don't know. Maybe he did. I don't know.
Yeah, I talked to him, honest. But if you just leave me alone, I'll finish up as quick as I can.
You know, I'm always one to go. But they're like, I tried to get him to 11:30 earlier today, and they're like, no, 11 o'clock.
Mike, we'll get out of here, I promise. So anyway, this old guy, you know, he's kind of sobbing and stuff. He said he just wanted to get the glasses cleaned on the machines for his grandkids. And he was upset, and he said, you know, I'm not going to be here much longer. And he said, you know, you're the first person I ever told that to. So while I'm getting his information stuff, I'm emailing Jack's daughter, Jenny, and we get a guy, and he's going to put pinballs clean and stuff. And Jersey Jack Pinball sent, you know, a guy over and fixed the games up, cleaned them up for his grandkids. The ones that really surprised me is the assholes trying to get me fired. I had, that was a shock. I had a guy spent 2 hours walking him through finding out which LED board was bad. He gets a new LED board, 1 hour for 3 connectors, 1 screw. Then he wants to update his game. I'm walking him through that. We had some stuff on his computer screen I didn't recognize. Master, you own a Mac? Yeah. I said, okay, you got to email Alex. I don't have a Mac. I can't tell you. There's 2 things that are different. He'll help you. He emails Alex. Alex tells him what to do. Next day, I come in, snotty as email, that, God damn, if I don't get
This fixed in my computer, my Wizard of Oz updated in 4 hours. I'm calling Jack, and I'm going to tell him how lousy the service is. And Jack, guy just went apeshit. And he copies on the email that Alex sent him and told him exactly what to do. And I told him, I said, please call Jack. I said, you can tell him the 2 hours I spent walking through the LED boards, the 1 hour to change an LED board. When we got the one thing I couldn't do, I told you to contact Alex. Who told you what to do in the email you copied of me? I said, you call Jack and you tell him right now, and I gave him Jack's phone number. Anyway, any other questions? Because we're going to wrap this up real quick. I'm sorry.
Any calls?
I don't give a fuck. What are they going to do, fire me?
did you tell him you can't be fired?
Oh, anybody can be fired.
Anybody can't fire you. He said it.
Huh?
So you can't fire slaves.
Yeah, they can whip us to death. Sick the pit bulls on me. Have any other guests, sir?
For those of us that don't have other bots, what was the big hurdle that Gerd had to?
The LED board issue. The first games they built the factory, no problems. The first few prototypes went out with loose and some LED boards. They found out manufacturer lied on the ratings of power supply. They put in a better power supply. They kept losing boards. Then they found a design flaw in the board, but there's like 3-4 things that got to happen. Voltage has got to drop. It's got to hit with a surge and like another thing or two. For some reason, half the games will never lose a board. Well, the guy that designed this kind of left one day short of being fired. And Eric Muner inherited this mess. And he came up with several cures. And each time we thought we had it, and then it's like you'd find a new thing. And out of 1,400 games out there, like I say, half won't lose a board. Usually some you get a few of the new boards in, that's the end of it. And there's maybe been 10, 12, maybe 15 problem children that did have to have a new board set. Yes, sir?
If you're identified as having a bad board without it failing, can you get it updated free?
Well, Jansen has never said how long, but he is extending the warranty on them, on the LED boards. Because we are at the point now that a lot of the games are coming out of warranty. Yes, sir.
So I have a box. I have games still in the box. When I open it up, hopefully, if that's an issue, it'll be resolved.
Yep. Unless at some point, like I say, is extending the LED board problem. When was your game manufactured? Do you know?
September of 13.
You're probably okay.
Well, I think they switched over in September of 13, and I think it was after my.
Well, for sure, you got 7.5-volt boards. You more likely got the unified power supply board. You're good to go. Any other questions before we quick it out of here? Yes, sir.
Do you ever have customers put slugs in your machines?
People have tried stuff. The one that was tough, when they were at the foundry at a high school in my area, they were casting quarters of aluminum. I couldn't beat. Everything else I could beat, those I couldn't. I went over and I talked to a machine shop teacher. I said, your kids are counterfeiting here. Yeah, it's a felony. And he just laughed at me. The FBI was there a few days later, and that was the end of that shit. I don't know who called him, but... Well, it sounds stupid, but, Any other quick questions before we can wrap this up?
What are we wrapping?
Huh?
About 5 minutes.
Sure. We got shirts, quick raffle. Oh, I got 2 gift certificates, 2 from the LED guy. Quick, 2 numbers, we got to get out of here.
LED guy, that's what I need.
And then we have a gift certificate. Let's do the single gift certificate first. From let's see, where the hell is it? NiftyLED.com gives a $25 gift certificate. What number? 484.
That's not my number.
Okay, quick. We gotta get the hell out of here for Mike's sake. And then 2 other from the Rock Custom Pinball guys. We need a number. Oh, there you go. Congratulations. 475 and 490. 475, 490. I also have an under cabinet lighting kit from the locking pin for the mall machine.
So that's going to cost me like 180 grand to put that on.
No, you've got to use one. The locking pin light kit. What? 480. Is that an 8 or a 6? 488.
Where is that 466?
Damn positive. Hey, we get to do shirts real quick because Mike wants us out here to sell the pig.
Get the expenses going on.
How many shirts?
How many might go on? 3, 4, whatever.
Okay, 3 shirts. 468.
Not yet.
Oh. 497. 491.
497.
491. 497. Well, get up here, get your shirt. Well, I really hate to wrap this up as fast as I got to, but, you know, Mike's going to be in deep doo-doo if we aren't out of here. I really appreciate you coming tonight and leaving in friendship and pinball. Thank you, everybody. See you next year.